What would get your vote as the best ever children's story?
Once upon a time there lived an unhappy young girl. Her mother was dead and her father had married a widow with two nasty daughters. Her stepmother didn't like her one little bit. Suddenly, something amazing happened. As Cinderella was sitting all alone, there was a burst of light and a fairy appeared. "Don't be alarmed, Cinderella," said the fairy. "I know you would love to go to the ball, and so you shall." "How can I?" Cinderella replied. "The servants will turn me away."
Yep, that's what got the vote. Cinderella, Britain's favourite book for children. It finished above Winnie the Pooh and Little Red Riding Hood in a recent survey. What makes it so popular? Nicholas Tucker is Senior Lecturer in Cultural and Community Studies at Sussex University. Hello.
Hello.
What do you think?
Well, it simply is the best story ever composed. A Victorian lady tried to collect all the variants of Cinderella, all through every single different culture you can think of. And she gave up when she got to 385. So I think the feeling was, you know, this is a myth. It was all about the sun going down into the cinders, into the dark, and then going to the ball, the sun coming up again. It's one of those early stories trying to explain why the weather is as it is. But since then, I think much more consensus is that it's simply an eternal human situation, that every one of us at some stage feels overlooked and unappreciated, and we just wish that something magical could come along and then people would see us, you know, in our real glory, and we could trample all over those other people who we think have been treating us badly.
One of the really interesting things about the top 10, Nicholas, is that none of them was written after 1950.
Yeah, well, I think the reason is that, I mean, children's literature before it was written down was an oral culture. It was what people told to their children, and then the children would tell their stories to their children. So, by definition, most of the best stories are the ones that have been filtered out by history, if you like, the ones that are so good that they've remained over the years. And even stories that aren't actually based in this oral tradition have their roots in it. If you think of a Jane Austen story, for example, there's very often another version of Cinderella. I mean, just, again, the overlooked heroine, the governess, the slightly plain girl at the party who gets the bow at the end of the story.
Mm. I mean, do they all have these eternal themes? What about Little Red Riding Hood, for example?
Well, again, I mean, that's a tremendously good story, and with all sorts of repercussions. But today it's about the whole business that you can't always trust people, that you must never talk to strangers, and that people who try to fool you and sweet talk you and so on, once you get into their house and you close the door, then watch out. I can't think of anything more contemporary than that.